What's up, Canes fans? It is the Beast, Brian London, and most of you are probably sleeping right now as I'm recording this. Why? Because I am on the West Coast, out in the Bay Area. It is 11:19 p.m. as I'm recording this, which means it's 2:19 where most of you are, and you're probably sleeping, and if you're a total South Florida fan, you're probably reeling after the Dolphins' loss. But there is something to be happy about if you're a Canes fan, and that is QB1 is in the house. Hey, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and if you're listening to this, then go subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Real Ones Canes Podcast, and you get all the content there. Subscribe, hit the thumbs up, do all that stuff. That'd be great. So it just came down just before I left this afternoon, my hotel room, that Cam Ward tweeted out a picture of him in a Canes uniform and the signing emoji. And I think that pretty much, and then all the Canes coaches started retweeting it and liking it and all that stuff. So I took that as, hey, it's pretty official. Cam Ward is a Miami Hurricane. And if you listen to the last edition of the University of Miami centered Real Ones Canes podcast that Brandon O'Doy and myself do, then you knew that there was still a chance that the Canes might get Cam Ward. We told you he had not signed with an agent. We also told you that despite the Canes getting Reese Poffenbarger, that I thought, and Brandon and I talked about this, that Reese was brought in just as a, to have some depth in the roster. Obviously, a better position for him to maybe get some development and eventually see some playing time at the University of Miami rather than the University of Albany. And I told you that I thought that QB1 was not on the roster, that they were still hunting. I felt like if they didn't get Cam, then they would get one in the spring transfer portal. Because there had been some rumors out there about another kid that was kind of like a silent kind of commit who hadn't left his school yet, but was going to in the spring. And so that was a possibility. But they got Cam Ward. I don't know how many of you have watched Washington State football over the last couple of years. I didn't really watch much of it, but I did see him a little bit and watched plenty of film. Since he entered the portal and it was a possibility that he would come to Miami, he can throw the rock, man. He could definitely throw the rock. He's an accurate passer. The last two seasons at Washington State, he had 48 touchdowns to 16 interceptions. Really good passer rating, completion percentage, around 65-66%. The issue is took a lot of sacks. In the 2 years that he was the quarterback at Washington State, he took 84 sacks, which is not good. It's a lot. Now, I don't know how good the Washington State offensive line is. I'm going to tell you, I'm guessing that Miami's will be better. I didn't study why he was taking sacks. Were they covered sacks? Was he holding the ball too long? I didn't go into that, but I know it's a lot of sacks. Now here's a guy that's a winner, right? Had two really good seasons at the University of Incarnate Word, before heading to Washington State. So, he's got some good lineage in him, has been through some battles, and now will probably be QB1 at the University of Miami. I'm sure they'll say that there's a competition. We'll hear all the right stuff from Mario. But you'd have to think that Cam Ward is coming to the University of Miami to be QB1. And I think Canes fans are pretty happy with that, right? That was the guy, as soon as he entered the portal, that we kind of had our eyes on as being the next QB1 to take over for Tyler Van Dimes, who headed to Wisconsin. Now, what does that do for Jakari? That is a good question. Or Emery, for that sake. But I know Brandon had said in previous podcasts, and I agreed with him, that he was worried about Jakari jumping ship. Now, they got Jakari to play the bowl game. And I thought he did a really nice job in the bowl game. But the question is now is, does he want to compete again for the starting job? Right? I mean, he would have had to probably battle Emery and Reese if they didn't get any quarterbacks, although I think no matter what, they would have gotten another one. This becomes a little bit of a different situation. Now, you feel like they're going to try to redshirt Emery coming up, right? Because they burnt the shirt this year with him having to play, and then them deciding to play him against Florida State, and then he got hurt, that whole drama. So you feel like they're going to try to redshirt Emery. Judd Anderson, the freshman coming in, you feel like they're going to try to redshirt him. And then you have three other quarterbacks, right? You have Cam, you have Reese, and you have Jakari. And there's going to be some competition there for one, for two, and then someone's going to get left out. And is that person Jakari? And if it is he going to leave? That is the question. So Miami Hurricanes fans need to keep their eye on that situation. And I think, you know what, if worst came to worst and Miami went into the swamp with Emery and Jacare as the main two quarterbacks, or on the roster, and Reese Poffenberger, like I would have been like, all right, let's go with it. I wouldn't have been overly optimistic, but I wouldn't have been pessimistic either. I just would have been like, all right, let's see what happens. But with Cam Ward coming in, I feel a little bit better about things. Now, I don't I'll go back, and I brought this up in the last pod with Brandon. University of Miami back in the day, right? You had Ken Dorsey, and then Brock Berlin transferred in from Florida. Matter of fact, I think we were in Pasadena. We were in Los Angeles. I remember being in Los Angeles, sitting at lunch or at a sports bar with Andrea Adelson from ESPN. And at the time, she was Andrea Schultzstein, and she covered the Miami Hurricanes for the Sun Sentinel. And that's when we heard that Brock Berlin was going to transfer from the University of Florida to the University of Miami. And you knew what was going to happen is that Brock Berlin was going to transfer in and become. Now, I may have my years off, but I definitely remember being with Andrea at a sports bar when we found out. But you basically knew that Brock Berlin was going to transfer in and become QB1 after Dorsey. Like, that was the given. And he had the lineage. He was a huge recruit, ended up going to Florida, then transferred to Miami, and it was a big deal. And you're like, okay, we got this guy. I don't know if Cam Ward's in the same stratosphere that Brock was in, because obviously, he didn't start out his college career at a huge school. He was at Incarnate Word. Why can't I say that? Why is that so hard to say? Before moving to Washington State, now to the Miami. So a little bit of a different path. So we'll see. I'm pretty optimistic about Cam Ward and his ability. I feel like I believe in Mario and Alex Mirabal to build this offensive line. I feel good about the receiver position with Xavier coming back, X coming back, and some of the guys they got and some of the guys they recruited. So I feel good about the offense. We'll see what Shannon Dawson can do. We'll see what Shannon Dawson can do in year two of this offense with a new quarterback, some new faces in that room, three new faces in that room, right? And some new receivers, good running game, and an offensive line that hopefully is pretty good. So I feel pretty optimistic. Yeah, gives me some hope. I can't wait to see how it all breaks down heading into spring, through spring, and then does anything happen at the spring transfer portal? Does Jacory step out? Does Miami get another one in? There's still some things up in the air. So we'll see what happens. But Cam Ward, right now seems to be your QB1. Cam Ward is a Miami Hurricane. And hey, welcome to the Gables, man. Let's go. All right, that'll do it for me. I'm going to try to get some sleep because my body feels like it's 2:30 in the morning, but it's only 11:30, and I don't know where I am, what time it is, what year it is to go to In-N-Out today. And I don't know about you guys, but when I come out to California, In-N-Out hits pretty good. Now, I know some of you have had In-N-Out from other states, not California, and maybe you're like, "Oh, it's overrated." But when you come to the California, to the West Coast, the In-N-Out hits pretty good. I'll tell you that. It does. It's pretty good. I like their light pink lemonade. That hits really good too. All right. I digress. Thank you guys for watching and listening. I'll see you when I see you. Peace.